Jim realized in both thought and action that his place is to calmly help his daughters know their place. That's what it means to be an authority in the home. So what are some of the barriers to fully accepting and asserting your authority as a parent? What exactly is the anxiety most parents have to address when it comes to accepting and asserting their position of authority? Best friends parenting. You love your kids. You love spending time with them. You love having fun with them. And you love those wonderful times of personal connection. Because of the intensity of these feelings, parents find it incredibly tempting to compromise their principles. As a therapist, I see red flags anytime I hear about the best friends type of relationship developing between a parent and a child. This is not so much because of what such a relationship does to the kids. It can do plenty of harm, yes, and many others have said so before me. Rather, I see red flags because of what it does to the parent-child relationship. This best friends type of relationship with their children is often an effort by parents to compensate for the validation they didn't receive from their parents, and what they're not yet able to receive from themselves and their adult peer relationships. Parents are usually unaware of this process. They believe they are simply enjoying their kids and doing what's best for them. They love to spend time with them and absolutely cherish those rare close moments of connection and affection. This closeness is almost intoxicating, especially as the children age, because later, these moments become so irregular and fleeting. All of us look for and hold on to those loving moments of kindness, fun, and yes, even friendship with our kids. But what can this approach to parenting do to the family? When taken too far, it undermines the parents' attempts to set the table because they no longer have a position of authority. Once parents begin looking to their children to fill any sort of emotional need, the children can no longer look to the parents for stability and guidance. Seen in this light, best friends parenting is obviously counterproductive. Growing children are supposed to want more space. Now, you must understand that children don't have a firm grasp on where their space ends and yours begins. So expect them to try to expand their space, enlarge their territory. They won't want to share right away. They'll keep saying mine, like the seagulls in the film Finding Nemo. Your son will flip out completely when you all need to leave in 5 minutes and he has just one more level to go before rescuing the princess warrior. Your daughter will do the same when she needs a few more brushes to get her hair just right. They're fighting for their space, defending their territory, trying to discover the borders of their kingdom. But hear me well, I am not saying that you should let them run wild or let them act selfishly without any restraint. I'm saying just the opposite. Part of our responsibility is to provide our children with their own space by setting their place. This means giving them their room and letting it be theirs. It also means letting them know what is most decidedly not theirs. They're not going to like it when you set those limits, but fighting for their space is a normal part of healthy development. Fighting to increase their space in this world, their kingdom, is their job. Children have the very difficult task of asking for us to provide structure while they strive to claim as much territory as possible. Parents have the very difficult task of setting limits on their children's space while respecting their freedom within those limits. It's tricky, sure, but parenting isn't easy. It's an opportunity for challenging growth. In their book, The 7 Worst Things Good Parents Do, Drs. John and Linda Friel shed some light on this topic. Children need and desire structure. They don't know how to ask for it directly. In weak systems, they also get seduced by the lack of structure. They get used to it, intoxicated by it, and then they can't let go of the inordinate amount of power they have acquired. The ultimate dilemma for parents and children when it comes to this issue is that they both want to be liked because they love and care about each other, and yet they both need structure. It surely isn't the child's job to provide the structure, and at some unconscious level, children know this. The result isn't very good. In other words, kids want parents to give in, but they also want them to hold firm. They are asking for two things at the same time. And in response to this quandary, it is our job to provide instruction. The very word instruction comes from the words in and structure. Basically, it means to put structure into. According to this understanding, instructing our children is not telling them what to do. We must bring structure into their lives. Sometimes kids resist this structure. Unfortunately, too many parents then scream, either by blowing up or running away. They either repeat their instructions louder, or they give up and give in. Why does this happen? Because doing so is easier than standing on your principles in the face of adversity.